Chapter 33. Can it be guaranteed? Can everyone be successful? The fear of failures hangs like a dark cloud over many lives. I know that success belongs to every one of us. We may not be great financiers or great authors, but in our place in life, we may know that we have won. It is necessary that we make the right choice, find out what our talents and abilities are, and have them properly trained and fitted to achieve the desired end. There are a few things that are absolutely imperative if we are to fulfill our part of life's program. There must be a purpose from which we cannot be swerved. There must be the right kind of companionship. The wrong kind of associates are a serious handicap, but it can be overcome. Some of us will be handicapped with physical environments that seem almost insuperable, but we can conquer. A young man came to me just recently to talk over his future. He said, "So far, I have been a failure." After he opened his heart to me, I saw where his difficulty lay. What he needed was God's help and companionship. I am not talking religion, for I never talk that, but this young man needed the help that only he, the great unseen one, can give. He said, "Will you tell me just how to get in contact with God?" He was genuine. That young man was real. My heart went out to him. There was something so big, so full of the right kind of ambition, that he challenged all that was in me. I said to him, "It is necessary that you take Jesus Christ as your Savior, and that you confess Him before your family, before the world, as your Lord." He looked up at me and said, "That should not be difficult. No one should be ashamed of Him." I said, "The moment you do it, God will give you eternal life. You will become His very own child. Then you will have not only the help of God as your own Father, but you will have the intercession and strength of Christ. Then He will give you the Holy Spirit, who will come into your life and live in you. You will soon find what this will mean. You can do a great deal alone, but when you have received eternal life within your spirit, that will increase your intellectual efficiency 10 to 50%. As your mind is renewed through reading the Word, you will find a freshness in life such as you have never known. You will know that God is in you and that His ability is your ability. You can face any kind of problem now and know that you are a victor. Your words will have something in them that they never had before. There will be a power in your very presence that men will feel. Always give God His place. Give Him a chance to show Himself. I don't mean that you are to talk religion to people. You just let God have His place in your life, and you will talk about Him. You will know that He is in you. You cannot fail with Him in you. Nay, in all these things, you are more than a success. I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. These mighty scriptures will hold you. God will be the strength of your life. He will make Jesus to be wisdom to you. That new, strange, wonderful love nature of God will permeate your very being. You will be wanted. Men want genuine men and women around them. You will have the thing the world needs and the world lacks. You will find your place in life easily with this new addition of wisdom, of strength, of ability in you.